We are made of just two things, stardust and sunshine. Unbearably chirpy as that sounds, it's factually true. Every molecule in your body was made in the belly of a massive star that exploded, hurling all the elements we know into space. Every spark of energy that enables you to walk and think and live comes from our favorite star, the sun, as its heat radiates energy to Earth. But using sunlight to animate stardust, in other words, transforming matter and energy into a living creature, is a technology of magic no human has yet achieved. For that, we rely on another kingdom of beings, a kingdom some American Indian traditions call the Green Nation, plants. Wayfinders from all over the world and throughout history have cultivated, a special and loving relationship with plants. A form of oneness that's essential for healing oneself and virtually all other life. In the grand scheme of life, plants have far more power over us than we do over them. If all humans disappeared, plants would thrive. If all plants disappeared, we'd die very promptly indeed. Every calorie we eat, as well as the oxygen we breathe, comes from plants. Whether eaten directly or indirectly through animals that get their calories from plants. Your cells are ultimately made of rice and alfalfa, and, especially if you're American, corn. Because we are what we eat, it's impossible not to be one with the plant kingdom. It's only possible to forget that we are one. This chapter is meant to remind you of your connection to the Green Nation for the purposes of healing yourself, others, and a world in which humans can survive. Fully experiencing this oneness with plants makes our connection with the entire world far more conscious and vibrant. And in some cases, with some menders, it can be powerful magic.